I want to talk to you all about something very powerful and insidious. It's called right-wing cancel culture. We can call it the woke right, whatever you want to call it. It is seeping into the mainstream. Over the past week, we have seen teachers, public employees, we have seen our neighbors have their livelihoods torched because right-wing pundits, influencers, and politicians are mobilizing outrage and calling employers. Even J.D. Vance, in a top-down manner, is calling for people to call employers. So I have a platform. I'm going to use it to push back for the people who are being targeted because I can handle it. I can handle the heat. Let's just start here. Even free speech advocate Elon Musk is tagging people on Twitter trying to out them to their employer at Blizzard. This tweet that reads, "To all the people calling employers today, thank you for your service to this country," has 84,000 likes on Twitter. Quote, "I've contacted 234 employers as of now. My eyes hurt. More to do. Keep it coming," says Olivia. This has 213,000 likes. This is literally right-wing cancel culture in motion. It is a mirror of what conservatives complained about 4 years ago. 4 years ago, people were fired for doing things like this. There was something called the quote-unquote George Floyd challenge, where, sorry for the graphics on screen, but you kneel on someone's neck. A bunch of white dudes were doing this quote George Floyd challenge, and people would be like, "Hey, your employee is making fun of somebody who was literally murdered on camera in the streets," and then they would get reprimanded, rightfully so. And conservatives thought they were being targeted by the culture. But 4 or 5 years later, now that they are actually in power and seem to have more cultural sway, that's just the reality of it, they are weaponizing the very form of cancel culture they thought was weaponized against them. And let me be clear, cancel culture isn't something that is inherently bad. It's kind of a term that is loaded a lot. I think that if somebody is kneeling on someone's neck like that, you can call their employer. But if somebody is just saying, "Hey, I disagreed with Charlie Kirk," you shouldn't fire them. For example, Libs of TikTok on Twitter made this post, and I blurred out the dude's face and the name because I don't want to lead to more exposure to this doxing, but they said Travis Blank, a police officer in North Carolina, allegedly made a post online smearing Charlie Kirk after he was assassinated. And this dude made a very rational post. They say, "Our taxpayer dollars pay his salary." They posted his photo, 1.6 million views, and then the comment reads, "I think perhaps you're not seeing the other side of it. When Nancy Pelosi's husband got attacked and hospitalized in his home, Republicans were laughing, high-fiving, and doing backflips. Hell, it wasn't just 2 months ago they were laughing and high-fiving about feeding immigrants to alligators in Florida, who are also fathers, mothers, and brothers, not to mention Charlie being openly racist. So you can imagine, while the act is horrific, certainly he ain't really winning in the empathy department." The dude is making a normal, rational comment. Time and time again, people are being targeted by a mob of folks online, and the mob is targeting people for saying this: "I disagreed with Charlie Kirk, but he shouldn't have gotten killed." Some teacher got fired for that exact thing. Two people got fired in my hometown for this thing. It's happening over and over, and it's right-wing cancel culture that needs to be addressed. The reality is, Charlie Kirk pushed a lot of divisive rhetoric that we've covered on this channel. He said that Joe Biden was a tyrant who deserves prison and or the death penalty for his crimes against America. He thinks that MLK was a bad guy, which even if you think that, he then thinks the Civil Rights Act was a mistake, meaning that discrimination based on race, gender, and other intrinsic qualities would be allowed. He was not trying to push for conservative values. In my opinion, the dude was pushing for regressive values. This is not holding people accountable. This is targeting random people based on vengeance. Michael Tracy points out that they have an entire website, a database of people who work in varying job positions, people who are teachers, who work in government positions, and even just 19-year-olds who are working their first jobs. And Michael Tracy says, "What an absurd, destructive website. Declaring random people murderers because they posted intemperate or dumb political speech about the killing of a major public figure, and then trying to get them fired from their low-level jobs. Right-wing, quote, cancel culture in full swing. He says, sometimes it's just a 19-year-old working their first job, getting straight up canceled by a mob of people, including Elon Musk himself, saying, hey, what's going on here? He gets 15.9 million views. I'm sure this person got a bunch of death threats. And this is different in scale from anything we've seen because the vice president is egging it on. Take a listen. It
flows from all of us. So when you see someone celebrating Charlie's murder, call them out. In hell, call their employer. We don't believe in political violence, but we do believe in civility.
He said, hell, call their employer. They're just all identifying random people, stripping away any context, manufacturing moral panic, and then channeling that panic into firing that person. Can I go revisit this screenshot of the police officer who gave a nuanced take? He said, hey, the act is horrific, but there's a double standard at play where conservatives are able to do backflips when political violence happens against them. And then when we say Charlie Kirk wasn't that good of a guy, you know, we get fired or terminated. And then millions of people saw this tweet, this post from Travis Blank, which is insane. It's absurd, the cancel culture at play. This reads, airlines, restaurants, sports teams, private companies have fired employees for Kirk's posts on social medias. That includes Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, the Carolina Panthers, a Washington, D.C. firm, Perkins Coie, American Airlines, United Airlines, Delta Airlines. Over and over and over, people are being fired. The Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, people like Pam Bondi, like, why is the Attorney General coming out and targeting people with zero likes when Donald Trump is out there making posts about Chicago being invaded? So one more time, I just want to say again, we have a platform. We have the ability to push back. I've been covering all of the insane shit that Charlie Kirk said throughout his career over the past few days, making sure that it's not sanitized. The sanitization needs to stop, and we need to have a more fair, balanced view. The guy wasn't a Nazi. I would never claim. I've never once claimed that on my channel. The guy wasn't Hitler. I would never say that on my channel. But the guy had some regressive views that need to be called out. There is a reality that needs to be acknowledged. So I just want to end it off by saying this. There needs to be a better standard in play here so that every 4 years, the pendulum isn't swinging in the culture and one side is trying to destroy the other. Then the other side comes back stronger to destroy us. Then in 4 years, we're even more mad. There needs to be a better standard so mobs aren't managing HR policy and teachers aren't being fired for innocuous posts. So if there are more clear, neutral speech guidelines in the workplace and a more clear process, I think that would be very, very beneficial. Also, proportion really matters here. Like a written warning for a social media post makes sense. More training or temporary training for social media where you have to like reread the rules, that is fine. But sometimes firing somebody does not fit for a random post. On the other side of that, be careful what you post. I did see some people in the hours after Kirk was shot, like 30 minutes after he was shot, making insanely inflammatory posts. And I could understand how some of these viral posts reflect poorly on the employers. I can understand how some of them do. Some of them, it's like, you can't be posting this type of stuff. You can't post a video of Kirk being shot as like an elementary school teacher and making fun of it. But on the other hand, a lot of this is becoming a witch hunt, the vast majority of it, and we need to call it out. So to everybody out there who thinks that Charlie Kirk just pushed really regressive views that need to be called out, know that I'm with you. You are not crazy. You are not alone. I represent you. We will continue to push this every single day. Make sure you drop a like, subscribe. I love you all, and peace out.